Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
I think it's on and working, PJ. You're not on and working, though.
Hold on, there you are. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that very much. I'm alive and well.
He is. He's here.
Just
in
about.
He's here in full flight. On what is, I mean, we're recording this a little bit earlier than we do normally on an average week.
Yeah, it's very busy.
It happens to be very sunny at the moment.
Yeah, so we don't want to be here very long.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's get this over done with.
Basically, hurry up and listen, will you?
Hurry up and listen to this, will you, for the love of Jesus. We have stuff to be at. I'll have to make it a big take out of myself again there a minute ago.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Come here, listen. This is the weekend. This particular podcast is heading into the weekend where we're going to be naked again.
In the nip. The dicky dip is coming.
For a specific reason, not just general weekend nakedness.
Sex. Oh, no. That's next weekend. That's the weekend after.
Oh, yeah. That's in the diary.
I have to pencil it in once every 3 months. It's not that one.
Yeah.
No, this is for men's cancer research and all of that with the Mater Foundation. We did it last year, and it is actually dead. We don't get to talk about it properly during the show because there's too much to it.
Yeah.
But we did it last year. It was deadly crack. Deadly crack. Even though the two of us hate being in the sea very much, and neither of us are very fond about being in the nip.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a fellow who has to have at least one sock on when my t-shirt is off.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's fair to say my insecurities are very well known. You talk about them all the time
I can't stop.
So, the idea of being naked, surrounded by hundreds of other men.
Looking like 498 other men.
Feeling constantly inferior.
Well,
you know what I mean? It doesn't.
I tell you,
not great for you. It's not great for the old ego.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But it is in a way. It's just that men, humans, people have the ability to focus on what they want rather than what they're not, you know. So I'd say out of the 498 fellas on the beach, that other than us, right, half of them were probably in a better state and the other half were probably fucked altogether, some of them, you know. I'd be half fucked as well. You tend to look at the half that people are better than and never the half.
Yeah.
That you're at least the same as, and anyhow.
Exactly. You tend to not look at the lad and go, Jesus, well, I'm not that bad.
Yeah. And then you're in the nip. It's mad when you're in the nip with loads of fellas, the things you notice, you know. Things you wouldn't
notice. Well, for a start, I tell you what you do now.
There's some very strangely placed tattoos.
Absolutely.
Fella with a devil shoveling coal up his hole last year. Mad stuff you see around the place.
What? And then, thankfully, I missed that.
Now, I didn't see it, but I know him and I know he has it. But there he was.
On his arse, he has a thing of the devil shoveling coal.
Yeah.
Up his derriere.
Yeah, an old one of those Tarmalinas tattoos or something like that from way back.
I was going to say, I'd say the tattoo artist involved there was.
He also has two Liverpool birds, one on his arm and one on his leg. Wasn't enough to get the one.
Oh,
I think two did it at different times, yeah.
Unbelievable. Because I was going to say almost the opposite in that, like, the way men get slagged, for example, if, a lady who is particularly curvaceous or whatever, men get slagged about, you know, keeping eye contact and their eyes not maybe dropping. And stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Show respect.
My eyes are up here kind of thing.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Kind of stuff, right? You never have that problem.
Until you're on that day.
No, because I mean, no lad is looking down. No lad is looking down. They're all just staring out to sea.
There's a couple of hefty langers around there, I have to say. There was.
Oh, you checked, did you? To be on the safe
it's
side.
It's hard to miss, you know. You know what I mean? A fella's there talking. He mightn't have a huge head. He might not even be a big fella. But he's walking around and he's obviously weight.
Yeah, and for some reason there's three tracks in the sand.
Yeah, like
and you're thinking, what's going on there?
Like if you were standing there with two shopping bags ago. It'd be hard not to notice. Especially if you're in the nip.
Right.
So it's hard not to notice, you know. But that's pre, when you're running into the sea, there's 20% more men involved. Not in their numbers, but in their volume.
Oh, right.
As there is when you're running out of the sea.
That's true.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. The sea does, the particular temperature of the sea does have an effect on your overall body mass, in one specific area.
Yeah, if there was going to be a group running photograph, I think everyone would be happier if the group was running into the sea rather than if they were running out of the sea, for obvious reasons. Although
I know you've spoken many times about the whole sea swimming thing and how much you hate it.
I really do hate it.
It's just down to the cold, obviously. It's not a thing against swimming, per se. It's
no,
just the cold.
It's everything. I don't like it. There's not one thing I like about it. I don't like the dirt in me between my toes and all, and running and all, and being afraid of standing on a crab or a rock or a some fucking dead fish or anything that's slippy and all like that.
Yeah, dog poo,
anything
like that.
Yeah, or shopping trolley or whatever does might be in some of the seas. And I don't like the feel. I don't like being in over my head and all. And I don't like, you know, I don't like the way it leaves me hair all like a Brillo pad and everything. I don't like it.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I don't like then that you be shivering and all and the coldness of it. All this invigoration horseshit.
But you see, I have to say now, the cold...
No, if it works for you, fair play. I'm delighted for anyone it works for. It just doesn't
So I'm
work
assuming you've
me.
Never done that... What was that thing that was a craze for a while?
Cold.
Ice baths.
No.
Ice baths. You never did the ice bath. Or a cold shower or whatever.
What?
I did that for a little bit, I have to say. Now, the weird thing about it is...
Why would anyone do that? Just like...
Honestly, I think the after effect is you do have a good... You know, there is a... It is... You do get a bit of an endorphin rush after it.
There you
but
go.
The trouble is you can't persuade yourself beforehand. Just mean to do it.
Yeah.
So you kind of... Even when you get
this
out...
This is Jim McCabe's life, by the way. Sometimes the best part of his day is being freezing in a bowl of water. What was the best thing that happened yesterday? I was in a huge bowl of water freezing me bollocks off for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, really?
Oh, I'm not sure I'd last.
Anyway. I was there, are you serious? I just had a Swiss roll and what's telling you? I think I did better.
You know? I know, I did. I thought it was going to be good for something. I can't remember what I thought it was going
to
be good for.
They say all these things are great for you and everything.
Yeah.
I remember that happened. I was at 40 foot years ago now. And I jumped in. A woman was there saying it's great for your mental health and it's great for this and that. And I was like, this is genuinely the worst I felt this today, all day.
Yeah.
And now I'm really annoyed now. I'm annoyed, you know.
Well, I mean,
and there's people over there eating tea and eating biscuits and, you know, that's what I do think, here's the thing. Social groups and societies and community are very important. That is really good for your mental health. That's undeniably true, right?
Right.
Now, what those groups do is largely fucking irrelevant as long as you're surrounded by good people, right?
Yeah.
So, it is arguable, in my opinion, that you could get the benefit of sea swimming is if you cut out the fucking swimming altogether... And just did the after bit.
Yeah.
If you just did the after
bit. If you mess up, if you want to, you could wear your dry robe anyway.
Wear your dry robe.
And sit in a cafe.
Have a biscuit. Let the wind go up between your legs. Have some coffee. Catch up. Make friends.
Yeah.
And you never have to get cold at all.
That's actually answered my question.
Could
now,
be wrong.
Because I was going to say to you, like, you know, surely there must be something in it because of the sheer volume of people who do it. But as you say,
it's free.
They might just assume that's the only way I get to hang out with all these other people.
It's free.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay for a golf club. They just want to jump into the sea next to the golf club. Or they don't want to buy a motorcycle. Or they don't want to play football because it goes on for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
They just want to do something that's quick, sharp, shot, good,
you know,
really brilliant. And that's the benefit.
Derek O'Hartigan.
Yeah,
you know, Derek.
Yeah. Derek from
Sound Man,
Virgin Media.
Yeah, sound bloke. Always really good to us and everything. And, you know, he does that at kind of like sunrise and all.
Yeah.
Like he gets up specifically to go into the sea. Now, in fairness...
What's the point in having a bed?
He works very early. Right, so I suppose there's, you know, whatever. But I'm talking about weekends.
Yeah.
So he gets up really, really early specifically for... To get into the sea as the sun is coming
up. And he looks great and everything, right? And here's the thing, right? He looks great. He's a lovely fella.
Yeah.
But no one will ever know. Because you can't meet him.
He does do a lot of Instagramming.
Well, he's up at all. Although, mind you, I did randomly meet him a few weeks ago, so I'm full of shit. Yeah.
In the sea?
No, in Leinster House, of all places.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that, of all places.
You get to hang out in sort of mad places. You end up in places that...
Yeah,
I would have assumed you wouldn't have been allowed into. That's the best way to describe
all,
it.
They let all sorts in there now, in the interest of the community. You know, I was
actually.
In there
are you allowed to tell that story of your man who gave you the tour?
Oh yeah, he was. If you, I did not know you could do tours of Leinster House. I did not do it. I did fucking do it. I did not know that you could do tours of Leinster House, right?
Yeah.
So I went in. I was doing this one of the mental health talks. You know these mental health talks that you'd be doing and all. You know the way because you might as well make a few quid out of a disaster, right? I went in. I didn't make the quids actually. That was free. Dinner was lovely though. That was free. I went in and they says we're going to do a tour. You're here early. We'll give you the tour. And if I'm being honest, I initially went I could have arrived half an hour
normally
late.
Normally, that's your worst nightmare.
A nightmare.
When somebody says, here, I'll show you around. Oh, no, don't.
Just, don't. Can we just...
Because I've been with PJ on
do the job
a number
and get
of
the
occasions,
dinner.
Right? We were in TG Cahar. We were offered the tour.
That was the best ever.
A couple of us went. PJ went, I'll sit here. Seriously, I'll sit here.
And the pretend pub. had real points of.
Which was great.
So I just pulled a load of points.
We had that one with the butcher that you know. Remember
my
the,
God.
The butcher showing us around.
And Oh my God. And because Jim won't tell anyone that he has to go, or it won't be not nice to someone. He started showing Jim pictures of him doing DJing in Ibiza in the 90s. And Jim was like, not only was Jim looking at us, Jim was there, starts asking questions now. I was like, oh my God, we're going to be here forever.
So you're not a fan of a tour. We've established that.
No. But talk about landing on your feet. So he says, the tour is going to start. I was like, I can't believe it. But your man that did the tour was fantastic. It's a brilliant tour.
Right.
And it's a brilliant tour because it's a tour you would never get in any other country, where the tour guide takes you on the tour and slags off the place completely from start to finish.
Brilliant.
It was dead. He goes, one of the first things he goes, we'll come up on the landing here, right? Real countryman. Mm. And he goes, if you look out the window there, I might as well show it to you now because you'll ask me about it. There it is. The bike shed. There's the bike shed now. €2,500 per bike that you see packed there right now. And like, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was absolutely hilarious.
He also had a brilliant question, didn't he, for you when you got to the area, yes, where the Shannon is.
We went into the Shannon, into the Senate room where the Shannon sits, right? And we sat there and he goes, now, does anybody know what the Shannon does? Does anybody know? Anybody? Anybody? You know, people are always reluctant. Yeah. Eventually a woman says, is it that they do edits on policy? They edit policy made in the Dáil. And he goes, no, that's what they're supposed to do. But what happens in here now is absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing now, most of the time. I've been here working a long time. Absolutely nothing. We have to lock them in to try and get them to do work. And then he tells the story about how the doors get locked.
I assume everybody was like properly laughing,
absolutely pissing themselves.
Yeah.
And then he goes through all the he goes up. This is the Taoiseach's landing. There's Charlie Haughey. Some people might remember good things about him. Some people. Some might remember. Some could possibly remember bad things about him. It was really, really funny.
Right.
Yeah. And then we go to a place. He goes, does anybody know what the white thing is outside? There he goes, right? A little white, like birdhouse. And we didn't know. And he goes, that is actually where Met Aaron collects the rainwater and it gives you an average of how much rain is falling in the city. It's amazing, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it? Right, maybe I'll leave that out in the next story, he says. It was priceless.
This guy's a natural.
He was a natural. And at the end he says to me, you keep doing the comedy. And like four or five people says, you keep doing the comedy. Like,
absolutely.
It was brilliant. It was the best tour. Oh, the best tour I've been on in Ireland. Yeah.
That is fantastic. Now I want to go now just for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, he was fantastic. He was absolutely fantastic. And even the people serving the booze and everything inside, they were great. A fella comes over. What was his name? Oh, I wish I could. He listens to the show every day. Oh yeah, he listens to you and he goes, listen, the Jim's not here, I'll give you all the wine I would have given him. I was there, this is brilliant. I forgot to tell you this. So everything Jim could have had,
I'll give you the wine, did he?
I'll give you all the wine I would have given him if I was here. And oh my God, I was half scuttered on Jim's wine and Jim wasn't even invited. It was great.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
It was great.
That is the secret of my relationship, my friendship with PJ Gallagher. I don't get invited to the things he gets, and yet he drinks my wine.
Oh, yeah, it was great, yeah. I was on with a jockey and... Oh, that now feels terrible. Oh, yeah.
A jockey with mental health issues.
He was... what's his name? He broke his back.
Oh, Lord.
Great jockey. He came back and... Anyway, he's alive and well, anyhow. He was definitely alive. He was there with him. And a woman, very intelligent woman.
That's
terrible. I can't remember the name. Brilliant. A jockey and a very intelligent woman. They were the two people I was talking
with. To be fair, that'll narrow it down.
Sorry. I had so much of Jim McCabe's wine at that point. I can't remember what I was talking about.
Oh my God. Fantastic. Yeah. So I love the idea as well of you talking about the importance of mental health, or, you know, all the stuff that you talk about in your presentations and everything.
Yeah, resilience.
Half course and all.
Half course.
And they must have thought, I think he might be having an episode. What to do about yourself?
Yeah, talking about resilience. That was the theme of the evening, was resilience.
Resilience.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Good team.
That was great. It was a great old day, yeah. Oh, it was a brilliant day, I have to say, yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. And then I couldn't get out. I was walking around. You can't... It's a weird thing to kind of get half lost in Leinster House because everyone's dressed the same, obviously. But it was deadly. Yeah, yeah, it was deadly.
So now, so mental health, because, well, I mean, you know, I suppose we're combining mental and physical health this weekend on the Dicky Tip.
We are,
in
yeah.
In theory, we're doing it for Matter Foundation, obviously, so that's supporting, you know, it's men's cancer treatment, men's cancer research, men's cancer support, all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And then we'll have the benefit of the mental health joys of being freezing in the sea for a few minutes.
And that's the thing, and that is the thing, isn't it? And you're right, though. This is the combination and culmination of two very important things where people, like, again, people who are suffering physically with cancer and one of the hardest parts of all of that and is the suffering of it, the mental.
Yeah.
How will I survive it? How will it go?
The worry and the
fear,
anxiety.
The worry and the anxiety, and then building that community and finding people who had the same experience of you, and doing all of that, you know, making all that happen, and getting supporters, people like me and Jim. Maybe we've lost people in our lives to cancer, but we just want to come up and support, and then hopefully, you know, that we're not the next people in Ireland, and to hope that we, if that doesn't happen, that's all about that, you know. And it's a brilliant, wonderful, universal, great thing to be brothers in arms like that. And all I can think about is getting half scuttered after on the hot toddies that are free because of the whiskey people.
Because I literally thought you were going to give all that speech, right?
Yeah.
About the wonderfulness and the importance and the everything. And they reward you by making you go into the feckin' sea.
Which is honestly rude. Could they not just bring us up for the hot toddies? That was the point. We'll drink them in the nip.
Yeah, even indoors.
Even
indoors.
In the bar. We'll sit in the nip indoors. We'll have a drink in. PJ and Jim's getting locks in the nip for cancer research.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
A large loose fugitive has made themselves
a fugitive.
And the gas thing is that the headline of this story says, feathers ruffled as flamingo goes on the run.
Incredible.
And so basically, I suppose, a flamingo is on the loose after escaping from a wildlife sanctuary in Cornwall. He vanished over the walled garden at Paradise Park. They say he was last seen at the park at 8 a.m. Then disappeared, and they saw him wandering through a local village at around 10:15 of the same morning, and they haven't seen him since.
Thing about that is, right, there's two phrases you used in that, right?
Yes.
So it is a flamingo we are talking about here, yeah, right? So he escaped, okay?
Yeah.
Which does make it sound as though he kind of planned it.
It does.
And the fact that he's on the run.
On the run is not a term you use for an animal.
Like, I doubt very much if that flamingo is wandering through that village that he was spotted in and ducking behind a hedge every time he sees a car or something.
If anyone asks me, I'm Seagull, right? Don't be telling anyone that you're seeing the flamingo around here, okay?
I mean, I assume escape is, you know, whatever. He saw an opening and walked through it or something.
Yeah, he got out.
I don't know what flamingos do, what catches their attention.
Well, I think it's they put up posters and dig tunnels behind them. They've made it sound like an escape movie, you know. Yeah. They've made it sound like that.
It just makes it sound as though it was all premeditated and planned. And they've been working on it for months.
On the run, they're like, Derek is on the run. You give him a name, Derek. So you say, you imagine...
Derek's a very good flamingo name.
You imagine the zookeepers now, they're going, Derek, if you're out there, just hand yourself in, okay?
Yeah. You won't face any repercussions.
You're better off, you know. Come forward now and that'll be the end of it. There'll be nothing else.
Yeah.
And then people say, I seen him. He was dressed as a seagull trying to go buy clothes in Arnott's.
Like you say, it would be brilliant if it was, you know, if it rocked up on one of those Crime Watch things or whatever.
Yeah.
If anybody, very distinctive. How you'll know him?
How would you know him, yeah?
How would I recognise him? How will I know if it's, you know, well, he's a flamingo.
He's 4.5 foot probably. And he's pink. He's not hard to miss, to be honest.
This is an artist's impression of what we think he...
What he might look like now.
Although he could be in disguise.
It is amazing, isn't it? Because the police have said they are searching the area and have asked people, anyone who sees a large pink bird, to let them know as it may be him. Who else could it be?
It may be him.
Who else could it be? No, that's Harry the Owl. He's always getting in trouble, that fella. But... It's not him this time.
It's like the idea that somebody be watching that, you know, or watching that appeal or reading it in the paper and would turn around and say to their other half, oh my God, I was only talking to him today.
Yeah.
I was in Dunn. I was in Tesco.
I'm off.
I was only talking to him.
Penny's only after.
I didn't realise he was a fugitive.
I thought he was Paddy the Pigeon. And now looks after happening. Oh, God, I should have said something.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great. On the run. So he's on the run. He's doing that. It makes him sound like he's after robbing a post office or something as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they'll have all...
I'll tell you something. It was the best disguise I'd ever seen. He was dressed as a flamingo and you could barely tell the difference.
Honestly. He came in on his knees and all. He was the most convincing looking parrot. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Like that, yeah. So poor old Derek the Flamingo, he's still out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Doing something somewhere. And the fact that nobody has seen him.
Is there a task force? Didn't we do a story once where there was a task force set up and they put together, like, and it was a proper state task force. Yeah. I think it was an Irish one.
It was, in Cork.
And for literally one spider, was it?
The hornet.
The hornet. Yeah. That's what it was.
The task force to find the hornet's nest. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So the next thing will be...
They'll fly them in to Cornwall. Flamingos. They'll be there going, they've had this problem in Ireland with a hornet. They'll be going, how's it going?
Yeah.
We're trying to find a flamingo. What should we do? Hey, he'd be a big pink fella. You'll find him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just put out some bird food in the town there. And if you see a pink fella, that'll be him.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. We've been living with kind of smart machines for a while now. Obviously, the smartphone is the most instantly recognisable. But now, kind of household gadgets. You know, we've spoken before about things like smart fridges and all that that tell you when you've run out of milk or there's, you know, what was the weird thing where your dishwasher spoke to something else or whatever?
I can't
remember what that was.
It was something
it's
wild.
A weird story. Yeah. But I tell you something, you have to be careful.
Be careful.
Because I tell you something, they could turn.
Can I just say, we warned you all. We said that this, like, you know, all these new talking appliances coming into the house was never going to end well. Having a fridge that has ads on it and watching screens, never going to end well. Well, how the wiggling worm turns. In the US, last week, in several US households, there was terrifying incidents of robot vacuum cleaners shouting racist insults and abusing homeowners. One Minnesota family said they were sitting there and their vacuum cleaner rolled into the living room and started screaming at them like a teenager, calling them fat and everything, abusing them physically and all of that.
Wow.
They couldn't believe it. So the vacuum cleaners, some of them have remote cameras in them, and they think hackers got somehow into the vacuum cleaners, into the Roombas, and started to go around the house. One woman was sitting there and the vacuum cleaner started to chase the dog around the house on her and she couldn't stop it.
God,
I don't know how you couldn't stop it.
So racist. Yeah. So
yeah, some racist abuse.
Yeah. Starts abusing you.
Imagine you're sitting there.
Based on being whatever nationality you are.
Imagine Jim sitting there watching telly and he's just sitting there watching his business, minding up and round was, and the Hoover comes in and goes, look at you, big hen, you. Huh? I start going, ah, you big Fenian drunken layabout Irish lump.
Hell.
I suppose it'd make
a change to Hoover saying it, but still.
I know, yeah, but you know, so you can't marry Hoover or anything. You know, it's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or
and so this only happened in the States. Yeah.
Only in the States.
So it's not a worldwide phenomenon yet.
No, but it could be.
There's not French people shouting Sacre Bleu or anything at what the Hoover said to them. Or.
Yeah, gas, isn't it? The Hoover coming in. Probably Irish hackers.
There's a bang of garlic in here.
Yeah, Irish Hoover. Ah, look at you. Sacre Bleu, you chicken baguette. Je voudrais. And look at the stadium. You big French onion lunatic.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With InsureMyCars.ie.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. He is back in the news, Mr. Blobby, but with a bit of controversy.
Well, yeah, he's been seen by a whole new generation of people in sort of, you know, reels on TikTok and all that sort of stuff. And that sort of made his popularity sort of recharge a little bit, I suppose. And they're bringing him back to TV. Now, exactly under what, guys, I do not know. I know it's going to be promo stuff initially and all of that. So he's
back on the television.
He will be.
Brilliant.
If things can work out. It does seem it's going to happen, but the technicality here is Mr. Blobby's comeback is at the centre of a trademark row. So a super fan, a good few years ago now, Joseph Cook is his name, he does guest appearances as Mr. Blobby. And he made his own Mr. Blobby suit by hand, right?
But made his own?
He did, yeah. I've seen a picture of it. Now I have to say, it looks like Blobby's put a few years on when you see his version of the suit.
Is it like a child's pantomime? Is it like sellotape and kind of...
It's not quite that bad.
Some of the spots coming off it and all.
It's not quite that bad, but it does look... He looks tired and emotional.
Okay.
But he saw that the trademark for Mr. Blobby was dead. So he spent £1,100 registering a new trademark so he can now perform legally as the trademark owner of
Mr. Blobby,
right? So he's been doing that. Now, BBC or ITV or wherever it is, they want to bring Mr. Blobby back to the TV and he's trying to stop them. He's like, no, I bought it. I'm the real Mr. Blobby now.
Wow.
So they're trying to stop. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. It looks like an agreement is about to be made. But it is a strange thing.
Did he want to actually be on the telly? Did he want to be the one to be Mr. Blobby?
No, he didn't. He said, I just want to go around in my suit making people happy. And that's what he said.
Right.
He says, and as long as I can do that, we can come to an agreement or something like that, he says. Yeah, amicably.
So Mr. Blobby has a tribute act.
Mr. Blobby has a tribute act.
Wow.
Now, considering what you just played, the clip, that's kind of it.
So, to be fair, as tribute acts go, there's not a great... I mean, if this is your repertoire... In terms of having to learn the script, you know what I mean?
But... It is gas that you try and stop the original. It's as if a fella called Neddy Mercury, right? And he's been going around doing the songs of Queen for years, right? Neddy Mercury and his friend the Queen, right? So Neddy Mercury and the Queen, they've been doing songs. And then they hear that Queen, Brian May and all, they're getting back together. So he goes, no, hold on a minute. I've been doing that now.
You
can't be doing that. That's my thing now. You know, had your day. It's like a fella called Jerry Adams decides to do Brian Adams. You know,
That could be a very different album potentially. But anyway,
I just realised what I said. Back in the summer of 69, all the soldiers were on the streets.
Yeah, very different. Very different album.
Well, maybe you're all that I want. When you hold me here in your arms, I just can't because I'm in prison. It's like that, as if a parody act can stop an original act. It is a strange sort of thing.
I have to say, in some ways, it's kind of inspired, you know, that, I don't know, it's actually, I'm surprised there's not more Mr. Blobby kind of impersonators.
I know.
Because as you say, it's an easy thing to do. Well, other than get your hands on the suit.
Well, get your hands on the suit, make your own suit.
Speaking of which, do we know, is there a Jake Stevens tribute act?
See, there you go. Nobody wants to. Well, there's every Halloween. Actually, just last week, I did get more pictures again of people dressed up as Jake Stevens. Yeah,
Did the suits look even remotely kind of? Are they close?
They're not just really. Suits. But it's just a fella in a suit holding a newspaper.
No effort.
And doing
made
the voice.
You know? No effort, but and probably not even the voice. Just the whistle and the.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Like Jake is talking like that. How are you doing with that? And then they send you a video and all. It's like, how's it going? Get up here. Oh my God, what is that?
That sounded like Al Pacino doing Jake Stevens.
Yeah. It is, isn't it? Yeah. It's exactly like that. Yeah. Hoo ha.
Yeah.
Remember
you,
Jake?
How you doing?
Remember you used to go, hoo ha. Can't see. He's like, I think that's a different fella.
Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, I don't think that was me. Oh, it was definitely you. Yeah, I have the DVD at home and all.
Yeah.
I know, but yeah, so there you go. Maybe we should start doing tribute acts now, you know?
Well, we often said that. I thought we were going to do Neddy Mercury and the Queen.
We should do Neddy Mercury. We just can't decide which one of us is doing what.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Famously, right, there was that phrase years and years ago that was used around the time of the supermodels, right?
Yeah.
That phrase about, you know, not getting out of bed for less than 10 grand. Was that the Naomi Campbell
one? Naomi Campbell's famous
that
quote.
That was the famous one, right? So now, look, obviously, you know, top models and all of that sort of stuff, they do get paid huge amounts of money and, you know, the big kind of fashion houses and all of that sort of carry on. But it doesn't, you know, modelling isn't always about being magnificent from head to toe, you know.
Sure isn't. No, sometimes you just need one particular body part to be a really good feature and you're away in a hack.
Exactly, as this lady has done, which could potentially now... This could spawn a whole new business plan for PJ himself.
Jim McCabe is in business here now. Jim's in business here. A New York model earns between £300 and up to $3,000 every single day. Sheeran's, because her hands are so beautiful.
She's just a hand model.
Hand model. Her name is Avisha Tawani, and she works and has worked with huge brands like Chanel and Coca-Cola and Starbucks and Kylie Cosmetics and all these brands. And she has to. She stopped cycling. She stopped boxing. She wears gloves when she's doing her dishes. Gets manicures all the time, and her hands are so beautiful that they're worth $3,000 for the big brands for photoshoots.
And basically, her job, because she's got her lovely hands, might be just picking up a glass or
holding it for a photograph.
Exactly.
Or
putting a little bit of cream on or something from a cosmetic or
all that kind of stuff. Holding a burger, maybe.
Who
knows? It could be anything.
$3,000
for your hands. You've lovely hands. I've seen you get compliments on your hands now.
I do have.
I tell you.
Normally it's a backhanded compliment because people normally say, lovely hands. You've obviously never done a day's work in your life. You know, I can't actually argue against that, unfortunately.
That's true until I came into your life. To be fair.
Yes.
You know.
The only problem with my hands is, the reason I wouldn't be able to do anything like that is because I have really shaky hands.
Yeah. They'd be blurred in the camera.
Because you're
a nervous wreck.
Like, I could never be a surgeon.
He's physically all right, just so everybody knows. It's physically no problem. We've had him checked out. He's just a nervous wreck.
It's just, so I could never be a surgeon.
No, you couldn't.
I suppose.
But sure, you couldn't be a surgeon. The nurses would be there. The hands on them. I've seen the hands on Dr. McCabe.
But if I was allowed to rest my hand on the desk while I was, holding the glass.
If you could rest your hands on the patient's chest, you'd be great masseuse, because you'd be shaking them and everything as well.
What about you? What can we do with you? You used to go on about how you always thought you had beautiful eyes.
I think I did. I did. Beautiful eyes, Jim. Absolutely beautiful eyes.
What happened to them?
They got old. The day I had to put glasses on was the saddest day of my life. I swear to God, it was the only thing about me that was perfect. Everything else was wonky and all. But my eyes, I got complimented on my eyes many, many times over the years.
Wow.
Someone told me I looked like a beautiful cow once. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. I meant that as in the eyes, right? I had cow eyes, beautiful cow eyes, I was told.
I've heard the expression doe eyes, like the eyes of a deer or whatever.
No, they said cow. And Aisling B told me I had beautiful eyes. She said she'd get lost in them.
Wow.
What a person to say that to you.
My God.
And so I love the eyes. Everything else is weird. I have one good ear. The other one's kind of halfway around the head, so it takes away from the effect. But I've one good ear.
I was complimented on my calves once.
Yeah, you are now. See, there's another one. Your calves, your hands, and your voice.
My calves.
Very, very good.
Would you say there's any? Is there any work in being a calf?
You hang them out.
How would you even sort of a calf model? People think you're talking about agriculture, but I'm talking about the your calves.
Between my cow eyes and your calves. Or like a couple of farmers walking around the place.
Tell you something. We could be page 3 on the Farmers Journal
or something.
You know what I mean?
Agriculture Monthly. Two people with bovine body parts. But it makes you wonder, right?
$3,000 a day all the same now.
$3,000 a day. Because
all you
perfect.
Might have to do is, I know you can't do a lot with calves, but I could model socks.
Hang them out your shorts. You'd look deadly. If I was told they'd lovely calves, you'd never see me in a pair of long pants again. Never again.
And this woman is branching out now, isn't
branching
she?
Branching out. She's getting into neck. neck, ear, leg.
She's getting into neck.
It doesn't say legs now. She must have one good leg. And ear. Yeah.
Ear?
Ears, yeah. There you go.
So there is a chance. She's only said... No. She didn't say ears, plural.
No,
she said
ear. Yeah. I've one good ear.
Well, there you go.
Ear. Yeah, the other one, I don't know. We can't find the other one sometimes.
You could appear in ads for... Bonavox or whatever that is. That place still going?
Yes, it is. The hearing aid place, yeah.
Or Specsavers do wear hearing aids now, so
they do. But
you could be in that and your glasses. That'd be oh my god!
Things
I just
can
thought
hang
of a fantastic
ear.
Marketing campaign for Specsavers. They could use you. You could be, and you could literally go in to get your new glasses, and not understand what they're saying, and they go. They'll give you a hearing test and all that. Oh, man, it's storyboarding itself.
I can't. It won't work. I could never, because I put my glasses always look crooked because my ears are different heights. And everybody always thinks my glasses are broken. They always think I sat on them or one of the children got them.
And then
they look at them and go,
the marketing people at Specsavers might be listening now. We could be onto a good thing here.
Imagine.
I am your agent.
Does anyone know a wonky-eared, B-list, Z-list celebrity that we could use for our next ad campaign for hearing aids? It makes you wonder, does anybody out there have any body parts that are above the normal standard of incredible?
Now, keep it clean.
Is there anyone out there with amazingly neat nostrils? or something like that, you know. Yeah.
Well,
or,
I mean, Patrick has had a good idea for us, another kind of twist to this potential business plan. You know the way people are always pushing us to do the cookbook? Which we need to do, by the way. Look, if there's a publisher out there who wants to be, you know, wants to bid, pitch.
There definitely is.
You know, for BJ and Jim's cookbook, okay, our Friday cookbook. What do we say? The bits that worked or...
The ones that worked.
The ones that worked, yeah. That's the working title. We're open to suggestion on that. But Patrick has suggested that alongside it, we release a calendar of our best body parts.
Oh, my God.
Now, so your eyes, one ear, my calves and me hands.
I don't know how we'll take a picture of your voice.
So, yeah. I think, Patrick, fair play to you. We'll cut you in on that.
We haven't even got to 6 months yet.
Well, that's true. We haven't got enough.
And that's it. We've run out of body parts that qualify.
What did we manage? We managed a bit of spring and halfway into... Yeah, good point. We need more body parts. I never got out of January. I'll have to inspect the rest of me. You wouldn't get around. I mean, my knees are terrible.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. How many knees? Yeah, I wouldn't...
We can't use your dicky fee.
I can't use anything apart from me. Everything with me is wrecked. I was out yesterday, right? This is a true story, right? I was out yesterday. I sold a bike to a fella yesterday, right? I was chatting away to him. And he had a camper van. And I said, is that your camper? He says, yeah. I took it up there. I went to the Rory Gallagher Festival there a few months back. And I said, I heard that was brilliant, actually. And I did hear it was brilliant. And he goes, yeah, no, it's not for young ones and all. It's for fellas our age. And I said, what age are you? And he said, 68. And I was like, excuse me now.
Said to you, our age.
Yeah. I said, 68. Our age. And he goes, yeah, you know. I said, I didn't say anything. I was dumbstruck. Wow. I'll tell you something, my beautiful eyes nearly rolled down my face, Jim.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.